Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We're broadcasting live tonight from the State Association Dinner, Anthony.
Yep, Bullet Hole and Gun for Hire and the ANJRPC, we got together, broke records again, full house.
Very nice.
A lot of Second Amendment supporters and Gun for Hire Radio supporters are in the house, so we're going to be pulling a couple of them into the show tonight.
It's a packed house.
If you didn't make it tonight, great food, great prizes, yeah. Great people. We got a table of wounded warriors. We got one guy,
young guy,
lost three limbs.
Yeah.
We got another guy. He was the guy who pulled Saddam Hussein out of the spider hole in
yeah,
Iraq.
That's amazing.
Okay. Just so you know, John Atticat from the South Jersey Shooting Club donated their table.
Wow.
And then Gun for Hire donated all their tickets and everything for
Thanks
the evening.
Thanks to both of you guys.
Yeah, so that they go be here. Two of them don't have a place to stay tonight. They're from Bethesda, Maryland, from the medical hospital.
Yeah,
so
I was talking to those guys.
I pay for their room tonight. So.
Hey, you're
I'm
the best,
trying,
baby.
Trying to get into heaven. You know, these are guys that these are guys that have been
forget it. It ain't gonna happen.
You know, these are guys that have been fighting the religion of peace in the Middle East,
yes.
Islam.
Yeah.
Who they just shot a 14-year-old activist girl in the head and her two girlfriends. The Taliban did it because she was like, she wants women to be able to go to school.
Oh. Okay? Well, that's a good reason to shoot somebody.
And our president defends these Islamic shitbags.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, man, I'm going to get shit for that one.
Yep. You know, I feel it coming through
the
mail.
I was very happy when I heard that Vandersloot, the one who killed two girls, Natalie Holloway and this other girl. I was glad when I found that he was going to prison in Peru because I figured it was going to be like, you know, Midnight Junction or something where, you know, they were going to kill him.
Yeah.
Did you know he got a girl pregnant?
In prison?
In prison because he's allowed conjugal visits.
Seriously.
He's allowed conjugal visits. And her father.
Sounds like New Jersey.
This girl in Peru, her father. You know, it was a high-up guy, like a governor or something, and this guy killed his 22-year-old daughter, and now he got a girl pregnant with conjugal visits. Are you kidding me?
Very, very nice. In Peru.
I didn't think so. I really didn't think that was going to happen.
Amazing.
And we have more news in New Jersey.
No.
Our politicians just came out with a study they backed, and they want us to know that heroin use is up in New Jersey.
No, really?
No shit.
Wow.
No
You'd
shit.
Never guess that yeah. by the crime in Jersey yeah. City and Newark.
Heroin use is up.
Oh, well, and Patterson, where
didn't
you
we have somebody,
can't even drive during the day.
Didn't we have a machete attack or something?
Yes, there was a machete attack. Well, that's why we have, you know, bayonet lugs banned.
We you ban know, bayonets.
Anything sharp,
bayonet
you can't have sharp things.
You know, New York City, there's pushback now for the Stop
the diet
and Frisk.
For the, yes.
No, Stop,
oh,
and,
stop
frisk
and Frisk
and Diet Soda, yeah.
yeah.
But Stop and Frisk, there's pushback now because they stopped and frisked like 63,000 people last year. And, of course, the majority were minorities, so they're saying it's racial profiling. Listen, I would not want – what is this, 1984, Big
yeah,
Brother?
You bet.
Just stop and frisk with no probable
no
cause.
No probable cause.
We talked about the dentist that time. Remember on the subway
yes.
platform for dancing?
Yeah.
And he had the penknife.
Right.
Right? What was
yeah,
it?
He had a penknife with him. Yeah.
I mean, to be able to just stop you and frisk you unwarranted
it's just not,
is
Well, it
is
depends
bullshit.
On the officer. If she's cute, she can stop and frisk me.
I mean, anyway – I find
you're
myself,
at a loss for words?
No, I'm not. Never at a loss for words. I just can't believe it that the shitbags are overrunning the whole world, our whole
country.
They're
running the asylum.
And what the other night, was it me or did I watch Paul Ryan debate an effing hyena? Okay?
It was Dr. Erickson in the studio with us, and he said he thought he was watching The Joker, was it?
the stupid smirk that he had on his face.
Oh,
the
it was ridiculous,
time.
Wasn't
the
it?
I thought it was Jack Nicholson playing the Joker.
The voice you hear in the studio is Dr. Eric Waldorf from Waldorf Cairo. Now, listen to me. Why is Eric in the studio tonight? Because we're in the hallway of the FNRA dinner, Corey. But let me tell you something. Why? Because him and his wife are here. Because they bought tickets. They're
yep.
having dinner here tonight
yep.
on a Saturday night. He's buying a ton of raffle tickets. He got to meet the wounded warriors at the other table. And he's here supporting our Second Amendment rights in the state of New Jersey,
yes.
where everyone is supposed to be. And, you know, we talk about Waldorf Cairo. We might as well say it right now. keep your money right with the people who are going to support our causes.
Here's a guy who is putting his practice basically out on the line. He's saying, here's who I am, like it or don't like it.
Find out if your doctor or chiropractor supports the Brady Bunch, our NJ2AS,
exactly,
and the NRA. And if they do, stop giving your money to them and take it to Dr. Eric. Dr. Eric, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for being here.
You're married with two kids.
Yes.
Family guy. I always tell the story on air. Him and his wife, it was a Valentine's Day gift. They came and took a lesson together. I gave him a private lesson, the two of them. They were like sipping champagne with roses. I felt very out of place there. Very out of place. When they started playing the Johnny Mathis records,
it was time to go.
I left.
it was and, kind of you.
You have supporters from our sponsorship are going to see you already.
Absolutely.
Huh?
I'd like to say hello to Nolan and Allison.
Is this great or what?
That's great.
So we have people going in and saying, I'm bringing my business to you. You're offering a special for all us Second Amendment patriots too, right?
Yes. Anybody who comes in and mentions that they heard about Waldorf Chiropractic Center on the radio show, they're getting their initial consultation, x-rays, and finding out from me exactly how I could help them. Free of charge.
Wow. Dude, you ought to wear like a red suit and drive a sleigh to work.
Now, there's guys like me. We use Dr. Eric as a secret weapon for adjustments because he helps with balance and everything. And balance is your whole core of your shooting.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that. And everything's centered from the spine. I mean, I'm doing his job and I'm talking now. But it's because he tells me these things.
Yeah.
And I am not a stupid. I listen to this stuff. And it really does help.
Well, absolutely. It's all about balance, right, Doc?
Absolutely. I mean, not only, you know, am I a chiropractor, I'm also an NRA instructor, thanks to Anthony. So learning all the principles that he has taught me on how to shoot properly and how to improve that with the balance of the spine, you know, we can do wonders for your shooting.
I want to talk about that when we come back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always. Hit it.
And we're back at the Friends of NRA dinner.
All right, enough
Edison,
with the
New Jersey.
Don't plug the people on the radio because they didn't come. If they came, they wouldn't have to listen to the show.
I'm just telling them what they missed.
They should have flown in.
And the food
they should have
was
bought
actually
Apple
They should have bought Apple tickets.
So, Doc.
Yes.
You're snubbing the audience again.
Yeah, I don't care. Tell us about your practice. Where is it?
It's in Bridgewater, New Jersey, right up the road from the Bridgewater Commons Mall.
Very nice.
1301 Prince Rogers Avenue.
Then your website?
www.waldorfchiro.com.
How easy is that? So you have a professional office staff.
Yes, we do.
I mean, you're not working out of your car.
No.
Did you notice all of our Gun for Hire Radio sponsors are all New Jersey-based, family-based, Pro 2A? We keep it all in the family. I mean, if Kraft Foods came to us and wanted to sponsor,
well, they have, and we said, "Go to hell."
I mean, we've had some monsters come to try to be sponsors, and we really don't want it because
we want the entrepreneur, we want the professional, and we want Jersey-based and 2A based.
So your practice, how long have you been in practice?
I've been in practice over 12 years.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And the boys are how old now?
You think he'd get it right by now. He's still practicing.
See, that's the difference between medical doctors and chiropractors.
Thanks.
You know, we see practice members because we don't have patients, because patients are sick people.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's very true.
So got you on that one, bro.
We don't practice. Got this stuff down to a science.
That's pretty good. So I've known Eric about 4 years now.
Yeah.
And that's right. I did make him an NRA instructor. And it's funny because when we went and went over the shooting techniques and everything, he sat me down in a chair and he would, you know, adjust me and hit the, because his hands are mighty powerful, by the way.
Yeah.
When
they
do that thing on the neck or anything like that, it's like, oh my God, he can kill me in a second. But afterwards, you feel really good.
Yeah.
You know? So you've worked with shooters and you and chiropractors go and get adjusted by other chiropractors.
Yes.
Because I was in a coffee shop one day and a guy asked me, "Are you from around here?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Do you know of any chiropractors around?" He goes, "I'm from Delaware and I'm visiting and I need an adjustment." And I told him a chiropractor. This was up by Parsippany, so right. I wouldn't have sent him down to Bridgewater to you unless it was a Sunday or a holiday or something. And he was out on the limb. But
yeah, here's his home phone number.
So
yeah.
So you're studying the whole everything from the spine, and you're getting in there and you're helping people.
Right.
Not only for sports, but for pain.
Exactly. Yeah, we do pain management. We do sports injuries. We adjust children. Both of my sons have been under chiropractic care since they were 3 hours old. You only get one spine. I've never heard of a spinal transplant. So
I know people without one.
Oh,
we have a shitload of politicians
that
could use
you could go down to Trenton
transfusion.
And like, go broke if you opened up in Trenton.
A spinal transfusion.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that.
To put a table on the stairs of the state house.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Senator, you have no spine.
There you go.
So I've asked this before.
Yes.
Sometimes when you adjust somebody, they let a little gas loose.
Oh,
well,
God,
to defer to the massage therapist and say what happens on the table stays on the table.
You see?
The obsession you have with bodily gas. I don't. What do you have, a methane fixation?
I just want him to adjust me and I want to fart. That's all.
I knew there had to be some reason. There had to be some reason for this.
Are you open 6 days a week?
I'm open Monday through Thursday. Friday is my off day. I come in on Saturday and I'm off on Sunday.
Wow.
Tough practice like us. You got to work to make a living. Yeah. And did Obama build your business?
Oh, of course.
You know, of course. You have roads, right?
Yeah, I could never have done this on my own. Thank
God
for Obama.
No, nobody. At 2 o'clock in the morning, he's there right with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, worrying about when you're waiting
hour
for
days.
The insurance companies to send the
exactly
checks
right.
90 and 120 days later.
Exactly.
But your payroll has to be paid once a week.
Exactly.
Yeah, Obama
government
was right
shows
there with
right
you.
Up there to help you.
Every morning I smile and go, thank God for Obamacare. I could never do this without him.
Wow. And
oh,
you take
it's
insurance?
Be good.
Yes, we take insurance, cash. You know, I work out affordable payment plans for everybody. Nobody should be without chiropractic care. It's an essential part of your life.
You see how he's the presentation there? I love that. That he'll work with a patient.
Yeah.
So if I came in there and I was in pain, I didn't have insurance, we could work something out.
We'll figure
out,
something
and
out.
And that's a wonderful thing.
That's important today. I mean, the economy's pretty bad, unless you're listening to MSNBC. So a lot of people are, it's tough right now.
Absolutely.
What highway are you off of, major highway?
Route 22.
Route 22, that's close. In Bridgewater, Route
22. Oh, yeah.
I've been to that Wegmans grocery store down the road.
Right around the corner.
That is a nice Wegmans grocery.
And you're opening one near me. So how many rooms do you have?
I have three adjusting tables. I have an exam suite where we do thermal imaging of the spine. We could do digital
X-rays. What's that about, the thermal imaging?
Thermal imaging, it's a terrific thing that every new patient gets. What we could do is run a thermal camera up the spine.
Cool.
And it shows what nerves are irritated. So you may not be experiencing pain in that general area, but the nerves are so irritated in that area that it's causing other things to hurt.
Wow.
So you could come in with low back pain, but your problem really is in your neck. So we take care of the whole spine, the whole person.
Totally cool. Is that replace the any x-rays or are they?
Well, sometimes we could do that instead of x-rays, like in the case of pregnant women and children. I really don't like doing too many x-rays on kids.
Right.
They're going to get enough radiation through their life with broken bones and stuff like that.
Sure.
So we try to do as minimally invasive things as possible to get the best results possible.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I mean, that's really great. Now, how many people do you employ?
Just me and my assistant.
Assistant, okay. Yeah. That's beautiful. Nice small business, not too hard to manage. That's good.
We know everybody by first name. Everybody knows us.
They're See, that's what's number. Nice. Yeah, that's really
You don't
nice.
Say welcome number 1643 like a prison? No.
Not at all. Not at all. We
have like
things,
a bakery?
We have things set up in such a way that if a patient needed to really get a hold of me, my cell phone is paged with every message left in my office, and I generally get back to people within an hour.
Nice.
It's a beautiful thing. And my guys have gone to the doc. A lot of my friends, family, I refer everybody to them, and everybody that's like within a 60-mile radius will go. And all I ever hear is positive things back. So I need all of our listeners out there, if you don't need a chiropractor, you need one. And
exactly.
If you're too far away, refer people. Let them know. I mean, we need to keep it in the family. Guy like this is sticking his neck out. He's being a sponsor, you know, for our show.
Exactly.
And he's pro Second Amendment. He's an NRA Life member. He belongs to what club do you belong to?
I belong to the national or the state club.
ANJRPC?
NJPRC.
I mean, the guy's a supporter. I want you to support Dr. Eric Waldorf. And if you can't, just send him a thank you note. Doc, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Very much. Thank you very much.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And we're back.
So listen to this.
Yeah.
You want to talk about being a patriot and supporting. Every NRA dinner in the state of New Jersey,
this
and there's
guy's
about
here.
20 of them, Milcom donates a goodie bag with samples, with coupons
I
to
took
buy
three.
Stuff.
Is that okay?
That's fine. But guess what they did for this dinner? Every attendee, close to 500, also got what, Gordon, from Milcom?
They got a sample of our new Revolver Blast Aerosol, which is a wonderful product, works on everything.
Sweet.
A sample of the original Miracle Gun Grease, the TW25B. And
great
a
stuff, man.
That talks about it a little
Listen,
bit.
Listen, these guys are in
solid,
East Rutherford.
Solid guys.
East Rutherford?
We're in East Rutherford.
East Rutherford, they bought a table of 10. They bought a captain's table. They come to every dinner. They buy a table at our dinner. They made up all of those sample kits and
they
the
bring
coupons
stuff,
and
free stuff. We love free stuff.
If I call those guys up and said we needed $1,000 because we're doing something, they would just write the check. They wouldn't even ask what the hell it's for.
You're right.
Milcom.com or NRA Gun Care.
NRAGunCare.com.
Okay.
The two websites.
NRAGunCare.com. You got to use their stuff. I was talking to your brother, Charlie. He says a lot of people that call, we from the Cabela's, that when we were there with the radio show, were buying stuff too because we plugged for you guys. They say they heard about it on Gun for Hire Radio.
Absolutely.
Listen, we have wounded warriors here. We're talking to them. They use Milcom. Yep, he's got his pin on.
Milcom's a sponsor. We do Wounded Warriors on a monthly donation and a constantly.
Okay, so why would we give our money to a company that makes their cleaning kits in Cambodia and then imports them into this country so you can buy it for $6?
Right.
Their stuff is reasonably priced. It's made right here in New Jersey.
And the stuff is sweet.
Okay, so you might be buying gun cleaner from a distributor or a gun company that's, you know, 8,000 miles away.
Right.
These guys are in our backyard.
Exactly.
This is the same stuff that Navy SEALs and Special Forces use. Am I correct, Gordon?
Absolutely. This is on every major Gatling gun, every F-15, F-16, F-A-18 fighter jets on older 20-millimeter six-barrel Gatling guns. The Army's got an Apache longbow helicopter that's got a 30-millimeter tank killer cannon on it, exclusively serviced with our products with TW-25.
Wow.
We started out, MILCOM stands for Military and Commercial. That was the original plan
my father
and I put together 25 years ago. We knew how good this stuff was, and we said, let's take this technology to the U.S. military, work with them, develop a solid technical data package that proves this is the best weapons lubricant, period, bar none on everything, and then roll that pedigree into the commercial market, thus MILCOM, military then commercial. So now we have been for the last 4 or 5 years trying to bring this pedigree and this incredible product, completely hazmat safe, solves everybody's hazmat issues, bring it into the commercial market and offer it to everybody in law enforcement and sports shooters. And, you know, it's working really well.
Everybody loves it.
I absolutely love this stuff.
NRA.
Yeah.
We went, the NRA came back and said, look, there isn't another technology product out there that we would associate our name with and do a program like this. And so here we are about halfway through with this NRA gun care system, using the same great products that have already been proven and tested.
It's the same stuff.
It's not
adulterated. It's not watered down. It's all the same stuff.
Same stuff.
We teach over 1,000 people a month at all the Gun for Hire locations, and we show everybody how to clean their guns using MILCOM products that these guys gave us. And then they gave us samples of their TW-25 to give out to all the students. I mean, whatever we ask for, they give us, and everybody turns around and loves it. You can buy it at the Bullet Hole in Belleville.
Right.
You can buy it on NRA Gun Cleaner.
Guncare.com.
NRA,
we have
the Guncare.com. I mean, they have great.
Shipped the same day.
Yep, it's a phenomenal. And again, where are we going to get a group of guys, family-owned business?
Exactly.
Started
right.
the business with his dad 25
exactly
years ago.
Right.
They've been supporters of Gun for Hire Radio since the beginning. NRA,
yep,
ANGRPC, Wounded Warrior. There is not a Second Amendment or gun cause or military cause that MILCOM is not involved in.
Right.
I follow your Facebook page. I see you out at all these shoots and all these events and everything. They pimp Gordon out. But I'll tell you what, I could call up MILCOM on Monday and say, guys, we're running an event. I need one of you to come. They'll both come.
Right.
Him and his brother Charlie will come. But they have a table of 10 tonight. Their whole families are out there. We're soaking them for money for raffles and donations and stuff.
I put a whole bunch of 20s on them, getting really light on. I think Anthony sends them over to our table. On purpose,
yes. You can guarantee he's doing that.
Cut when he sees one.
Yeah, I know his type, and that's the type of person we send over.
Very nice.
And
works every time. I just want to say, I think Gun for Hire is absolutely one of the most refreshing and wonderful organizations I've dealt with, even knowing about.
Do you not do anything to inflate his head any more than it already is.
How about your head? I mean, we're working on that one now. I gotta win the big one over tonight.
Thank you, Gordon. And you guys are the best with your support. What else do you have? What's going on? Tell us more about your products, the cleaning products, the gun grease, the oils. What else?
You know what I like about his products is the fact that in my house, and I don't have a basement or anything like that, I clean my guns inside the house, and there's no issue at all. My wife doesn't even know I clean the guns inside the house.
There's no odor issues.
Nothing.
At all.
Nothing.
No hazmat issues whatsoever.
It's really amazing, products. And the performance is incredible.
You know what I really like about it, and I sort of came late to it, was, you know, when we first came out of the military market, I had a big head about how great this stuff was, and I said, boy, I'm going to roll this right into the sport shooting, particularly the law enforcement market, because I thought, boy, all the LE guys are now carrying semi-autos, and, you know, they're more sophisticated than the old wheel guns they used to carry, and I thought, boy, you know, this stuff's going to make their guns more reliable than anything, and that's going to be the big marketing. I was wrong. What they really like is, you mean I can actually, like, go out and qualify, and I can clean my weapon when this stuff's on it in a third the time and be home in time for dinner?
Right.
That's what it does. It just greatly reduces the effort. It's like Rain-X for gunmetal. I use that term.
Oh,
I can't
think what
of
a great,
way to
say. Great analogy. Yeah.
Now your revolver blaster. Everybody got an aerosol can sample tonight.
Yes, they
did. When
we
come back from the break, I want to discuss that.
Very good.
Gordon and Milcom, thank you so much for everything you do for Second Amendment rights in this state and our country.
Yeah, we're all on the same side.
I know. You ain't kidding.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
This segment is brought to you by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com, New Jersey's most relevant Second Amendment organization, and it only costs $35 a year, which is what, Sandy?
Cheaper than a back waxing.
Cheaper than a back waxing, Gordon. Okay.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Remember
Sunday.
That. That's right. Yes.
That's so a real dilemma.
Please
now.
Join the NJ2AS. So, Gordon, your newest product, all 500 people, 450 at this dinner tonight, are all getting an aerosol can. You won't miss this, by the way, you cheap bastards. That they
That's
to the
right.
Dinner.
You
won't miss the can of revolver blaster. Tell us about this product because I'm a lazy bastard when it comes to cleaning guns.
Then you'll absolutely love this stuff. Because the basic product, our flagship product, this TW25B, which is unsurpassed in anything, is basically a lubricant protectant. You still need to clean. But the problem is whenever you throw cleaners in with lubricant protectants like a CLP or whatever, they don't know when to stop cleaning. As long as they're still there and they're wet, they're eating the long chain molecules of your corrosion inhibitor. I don't want to get too technical, but they don't stop cleaning.
They're chopping up the grease.
So what we did is we said, okay, our products are basically LPs, but of course we want to try to make something more convenient, and we basically discovered that we use this propellant package, which is isohexane and propane, thoroughly non-hazardous material, and it cleans and degreases for 20, delivers the product to otherwise hard-to-reach areas, blasts it in to these nooks and crannies you could never get otherwise a grease into, and basically it evaporates off in 25 to 30 seconds.
Wow.
Basically just leaving a thin, dry lubricant protectant, and the cleaner is gone and no longer doesn't have time to do any damage.
So it's like one shot, you spray it in, it cleans.
One shot, you're done.
Oh, man.
And then you work the mechanism, and you know, you can do, we call it a revolver blast, because everybody knows revolvers are the dang hardest thing to clean.
Man.
How do you take them apart?
He and I are both wheel gun guys.
Yeah, I love them too. They're reliable as heck. But this material, you can literally clean and lubricate a revolver in less than a minute.
Oh, man, I love you.
Load,
will you marry
fire.
Me? Oh, my God.
Speak to
you
my wife.
That?
She, she's, uh, She's actually at table 15. We can have a conversation with her. May the best person win. Or,
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, so that's the revolver blast. So you just take the revolver and blast it.
Now, how about the firing pin? Can you use that inside
of someone? Excellent for all close-fitted parts. The only place where I like the straight grease is where you've got heavy action, fast motion, like on rails.
Okay.
There's not quite enough in a revolver blast that's going to be able to, you know, on one application, basically do those parts of the weapon where you really have the most load and the most trauma, which in a semi-auto is going to be your rail areas.
And which one, what would you suggest for that?
That's where we recommend the straight TW25B grease.
Just straight, put it on.
So you put that on, and actually if you do that first and then spray it with the revolver blast, it actually works together and makes something good of that extra grease that you've actually put on the parts. So, you know, you can use it for... you know, as a one purpose, even on, you know, heavy load parts like rails on a 1911. I still like to see the grease, a thin white haze. But again, as I said, this is like Rain-X for gunmetal. All you have to know with this, looks like white cold cream, is anything close fitted like your bolt, polish it on till you don't see any white at all.
Wow.
That's all you need. But anything that's a little fast, moving and under load, like rails, for example, you want to see just a thin white haze, but not so thick that you can't see the rail metal. That's all you need to know about this product.
Oh, wow.
That's all it needs.
That's pretty cool.
They did a clinic at Gun for Hire. The whole crew, Gordon, Greg, Charlie, they all came out, and they showed my guys how to use every one of their products, A to Z. So when we teach a class at Gun for Hire, they show the students how to use their products and how to properly clean guns A to Z.
Nice.
Yeah. They cleaned my guns when they were doing it.
That's too bad.
Which was a win-win situation.
And did I also say that everything that we make is made in America? All of our ingredients, all of our products,
and that's the key. Absolutely the key. With all this Chinese crap coming out right now.
You think we'd get Chairman Mao to come here and do an interview or come to our dinner?
Oh, he's too busy posing for Christmas tree ornaments at the Obama White House.
Trying to join the UN or something.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here, guys and girls. Milcom, but you want to go NRAGunCare.com.
That's the flagship product. Whether it's under a Milcom name or it's under an NRA packaging, it's the exact same material.
Listen,
out of the same drums.
This is the cleaning stuff that the NRA endorses and licenses and approves.
Right.
This is Gun for Hire approves it. They're a Gun for Hire radio sponsor. They're a New Jersey-based company. Everything is American-made. If we have to try to convince you to use their product anymore, then you're dumb.
Yeah, you're just brain dead.
Oh, I just insulted the audience again.
We've been selling this to the Navy SEALs for years. Everybody likes to play that card, but we got the invoices to prove it. And after they took out Osama bin Laden, we were all high-fiving ourselves because we know the TW-25 was on that round that took him out.
Sweet.
We know
that. Is that great?
I mean, it's like, you know, how much better than that can it get with your clothes on?
Gordon, thank you for your support. Enjoy your dinner tonight.
Great work.
Thank you. Go spend some more money.
We the people, you got most of it, but I may have another little change.
You want me to get...
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And you're back, and our sponsor for this segment is David's Massage Oasis. DMOMassageOasis.com. David's here tonight doing chair massages.
Yeah.
And
he's massaging chairs. It's strange.
And the money is being donated to the NRA Foundation,
wow,
believe it or not. So check out David's website. He's on the Gun for Hire link as a sponsor, another Second Amendment patriot. David and his fiance are here tonight. They bought tickets. They're buying raffle tickets. He donated chair massages.
He's buying a bunch of raffle tickets.
Yep, he's hanging out as a volunteer, and he's having a great time with everybody else. And now, you know, a little special thing.
Yeah,
I said earlier
nice.
In the show, John Atticat from the South Jersey Shooting Club donated a table tonight, and he said, you know, give it to some people that are worthy of it. And I suggested we get some Wounded Warriors, and then I donated tickets for the Wounded Warriors so they could be in the raffles and everything. And I contacted my buddy Vidro, who came to our dinner last year with his dog Houdini. Houdini's the life of the party, by the way, guys. And we got two Wounded Warriors in the studio here.
Two bona fide heroes.
And I got Mike here. Mike, say hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And I got Jeans.
How's everyone doing?
How you doing, Jeans? Jeans, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the Bronx.
The Bronx, as we say in Jersey.
The Bronx.
Mike,
the
where'd
Bronx.
You grow up?
Tampa, Florida.
Cool. Now, Mike, where'd you serve?
I've served in Japan and Afghanistan.
And you were wounded in Afghanistan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mike is here. His nickname is Wheels right now.
Nice.
He's got about five beers in him. He hit on every woman in the
Sweet.
Room.
Yeah.
And
I
think he even hit on a guy with long hair.
I think so.
Believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. He had nice complexion. So.
Had a nice complexion and a nice personality.
And Jeans, where did you serve?
I served in Iraq.
You served in Iraq? And Jeans has a funny story. Who did you run into when you were in Iraq?
Dictator Saddam Hussein.
And you found him when he was in the hole?
Yes, sir.
And you're the guy who pulled him out.
Of the spider hole.
Nice.
How cool is that, that we have that guy in the studio?
How bad
right
did
now?
This dude smell?
Let's put it this way. Out of being a homeless bum in New York and not having to be showered for months, you could put those two together. It's just
it was the same way, yeah.
You were at that point at one time?
I was going through my own things at a certain time when I was younger. A lot of family problems and stuff, so I've been through a lot.
You'd never tell now.
I'm still going through my stuff. I'm still been sick. I've lost a lot of weight, and unfortunately, I might have my intestinal cancer back. So
really?
It's a struggle.
Yeah, but it's okay if you have long hair. I'd probably still hit on you.
Hey, Mike, I'll do my best to get that wig for you. Don't worry. That's your color.
Now, Mike, what did you run across when you were overseas?
I actually ran across a 40-pound IED.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And we seem to be recovering well. It doesn't. I mean, I know we all have our internal demons. I do too. But you seem to be outwardly a big.
He's
ball
got
buster.
More than anybody. Trust me.
You seem like a. I am. You seem. I do have. You seem like a big ball buster. So you seem like you're acclimating pretty well. And to me, that's a good thing to see.
Well, you know, a sense of humor is actually the best therapy.
I believe so too.
You know, we'll still go. I mean, a bunch of guys who are a little further in the recovery will actually go to up to the wards to visit the guys who are just coming in. And, you know, we'll talk and laugh with them, you know, just make them feel like they, you know, they got a sense of family here.
Yeah, right. Right. I mean, well, it is. It's a brotherhood. You're a Marine. Jeans, Marine, Army?
U.S. Army.
U.S. Army. Yeah,
and
I mean,
you're sitting at the same table, see?
Yeah. I know. Surprising.
We're all in
it's hard
together.
To get a.
You know what? Regardless of the fact we all share the same blood.
That's right.
No, but, no matter what
right.
happens.
But, you that's know, the one thing, I wasn't in the military. My stepson's in the Coast Guard. Actually creating the rivalry early on is kind of nice because you want to feel you're the bestest and the
right.
mostest.
That's
but
right.
then when a tragedy yeah. strikes, it's like, you know what? It's like two brothers fighting each other, and then an outsider comes and starts with one of the brothers. You and your brother ain't fighting
yeah,
each other
exactly
anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You're
Let's
right. You're, it's back no. to solidarity. So I think it's – I always think it's cool with the rivalry because, you know, being
well,
an
you
NRA
know what
instructor,
you know what an Army stands for, right?
Uh-oh, go ahead.
Here
ain't
is.
Ready to be a Marine yet?
Ain't ready to be a Marine yet.
You're never ready, yet you still got to work with them.
Because I get a lot of old-timers that are Korean War vets and stuff, and they just have a shitload. Navy has Army jokes, Army, Navy, Air Force. They all just bust on each other. But you're absolutely right. If somebody came into the bar to start trouble, they'd all stand toe-to-toe.
Absolutely.
And then afterwards, they go right back to breaking each other's balls.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's the life of being blood, you know,
yep.
Regardless of what color you're going to wear. No matter what color you're going to wear, what unit you go to, Marine, Army, Air Force, even us PBAs, police departments, everything. When 9/11 happened, it brought everybody together, and that's the way it's going to be for the rest of the time.
Sure. One blood, one fight. That's the way it is. One
you
blood,
don't
one
even
fight.
Have to be related. Yeah. That's your brother, regardless of
exactly.
the fact.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, we thank you guys so much for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just doing our job, but we thank you guys for supporting us.
Exactly.
We're just doing our job.
100%. They're just doing their job, they said. Thank you. We really do appreciate you being here tonight. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, we have. Awesome. We have a great time.
All right, let's go back out and hit on the girls.
I'm looking for it. Newly single, by the way.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you
he
a phone?
More.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
And it's your choice, freedom or free shit.
I want free shit.
You want free shit?
Yes, fuck it.
You want an Obama phone?
Yeah.
A million phones. A million phones that we paid for. Thank you very much.
Who built that?
I don't know. I wonder if they were iPhones. I would have went to Cleveland.
So, listen to me. The dinner is winding down now. All the live auction stuff is going off. So we grabbed Detective Mac off the floor.
Our favorite detective.
We had him run around selling Apple tickets and shit for the past 3 hours at the dinner. No reason to eat or anything when you can just sell shit.
Exactly right.
So, Mac, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what's going on with the crime in New Jersey? It's going down, right? It's almost zero?
No, it's quite the opposite. It's going up.
Crime in New Jersey is going up. Say it's not so, Mac.
I read a thing earlier in the show before you win, Mac. The New Jersey Magazine and the New Jersey politicians came out with a study and said heroin use is on the rise in New Jersey.
They needed a study.
We needed a study for that.
Well, the price is lowered. It lowered it to $6 a bag.
$6 a bag now?
It's on sale now?
It would go up. Part of the problem with that is prescription pills are being cut off. So the only alternative is heroin.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're really tightening up with prescription pills now. Mm-hmm. You can't get, like, OxyContin and Percocets or anything anymore.
The days
really
of getting
controlled.
70 OxyContin are long gone.
So now they got to go to the
A $6 bag of heroin does the same thing.
Yeah, there you go. $6 is a lot cheaper than...
You ain't kidding.
So now we have the Halloween, then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. What do you see increases in now with the winter when it gets dark earlier?
Well... Typically, this is the holiday season, so robberies are going to go through the roof. You know, it's...
Starts already, huh?
It begins now.
Really?
The time right after now when people are shopping in the malls.
Okay.
Most convenient time.
So it happens in the mall, from the mall parking lot out?
From the mall parking lots, you know, to the car. Or from when they get home, they carjack the car with the presents in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we've discussed that before.
No, it happened last year, too, remember? Yeah. I mean, a lot of broken windows. Like you always say, they'll smash a $300 window to get spare change on the...
Yeah, people leave it in their car all the time.
Oh, man.
How many people get robbed this year where they walk in the building with a mask on, like the day before Halloween or
whatever, right? Yeah.
Halloween, we get 2-3 robberies daily.
You know, really?
It's the guy in the scream mask. I'm going to rob somebody, put a scream mask on Halloween, and go do your thing.
That's great.
And Halloween this year is the 31st. Right. Oh, and it's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So
happy day.
Mischief Night is Tuesday. Halloween is Wednesday. So it's easy. You can walk into a deli with a scream mask on and pop out a gun, and off you go.
We just had a robbery of a pharmacy. Kid went in with a kitchen knife, tried to rob the OxyContin. The pharmacy clerk fought with him, and he was caught actually at the scene.
Yeah, the pharmacy clerk.
Yeah.
Clerk
only
had hurt
because they when he came in, he had his face covered, so they hit the panic alarm right away.
Right.
It was a pretty good job by the store clerk.
That was good situational awareness by the store clerk.
Yeah.
Now, in any other state, that would have been paste on the wall, right?
You didn't even hear about it here.
Yeah. Amazing.
So he fought him back, huh?
Yeah,
Did he get hurt?
The clerk was an elderly man, and the person he had working with him actually hit the guy with a baseball bat.
Really?
Yeah. She was elderly, too. It's actually...
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys felt good about that? But now, will they be charged for hitting him with a baseball bat?
No. First-degree armed robbery.
First-degree armed robbery.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And what's that carry, though?
Essex, no.
6 days.
Reality in the real world, 10 to 15.
3 weeks in prison.
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk to dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
So we had these wounded warriors in here before. The one kid, Mike, was—he's missing three limbs.
You see
him buzzing around in a wheelchair, though. He's got a good attitude.
I did. He's got some courage.
Yeah, he really does.
You could see the presence about him. He's just a courageous.
He's trying to
person.
Pick up every woman in the place too. Yeah. Did you notice that too?
I know.
All the young.
I
want to
be him when I grow up.
Yeah. I mean, what a
true hero.
Yeah.
True hero. Yes, exactly.
40-pound IED.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
He was carrying, we were talking off air, and he was saying that it was his own grenade because he was carrying grenades. He had, different frag grenades around his waist and whatever, and his own grenade took his legs off and his arm.
True thing is, how many people actually thank that guy?
Right.
True
exactly.
hero.
Right. A real hero, not some idiot who's throwing a ball back and forth on a field.
For $22 million a year.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah, these guys, they're struggling out there.
Right.
We made sure their tickets were taken care of, their table was taken care of.
It was great. They each got an Apple raffle ticket, too.
Yeah, we gave them. I told Matt to give them all one of everything.
That was generous.
And then Mike and his the guy who handles for him, Matt, they're from Bethesda, Maryland. Mm-hmm. We Gun for Hire, we took care of their hotel room because they don't want to drive back home tonight. So,
that's a home run.
What you didn't hear was the kid Matt who was with Mike. They were buddies. They're childhood buddies. When he was injured and was sent to Bethesda to recuperate, this guy Matt quit his job and came up here to be with his buddy.
Wow!
And he stays up here now. Just left everything right behind and came out. I mean, that's real friendship.
That guy should be taken care of for the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
Bottom line. The
problem is our government will take care of him in a subsistence way.
Yeah.
But yet you have people that are capable. That will get entitlements that are equal or better than what he'll get.
Yeah, you're right. Okay? Absolutely right.
There's fourth generation lazy asses in this country that don't do shit that'll get a bigger check every month than that kid will.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, VA hospitals have gotten better, right, Sandy?
Well, to a degree. I still think it's appalling. you know, the level of care that you get at a VA hospital. Now, but he's fortunate enough to be down at Bethesda Naval Hospital, which is probably one of the finest hospitals in the world. And they get the benefit from the National Institutes of Health, which is directly across the street in Bethesda, which where a lot of, if you noticed, he was wearing a biomechanical arm.
Yes.
A lot of that stuff is being developed over at NIH, and they do get the benefit of that. But, I mean, isn't that the least we can do?
Absolutely.
It's the least we could do. We should be doing a ton more for these guys.
Absolutely.
A ton more. You know, we have 10 of them at that table. One of them has a service dog named Houdini, which is a yellow lab. And they're using dogs now for post-traumatic stress disorder because you know the same thing with your dog, Roxy, Mac. When you come home, your dog, you know, settles you a little bit, like petting the dog at night and the way the dog. And Vidro was telling me that when he's not feeling too good, he has Houdini at his side, and he just pets the dog. The dog's and it makes him feel good again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's great. Give every vet a dog if they want
Absolutely.
A dog. You know,
it's whatever it takes.
Yep.
You see their stress level go down. You see their pain level goes down. You know, when you introduce the service dogs into a lot of these guys, even if you bring them into the hospital, you'll watch the need for pain meds actually drop.
Yeah. Because it's a companion.
Yes.
You know, the bottom line.
Absolutely. And a companion that's not going to let you down.
Houdini's sleeping in the middle of the table.
It's great.
Okay? In the floor, in the middle of the table, though. You don't even know he's there. He just goes right under the table and goes to sleep.
It's great.
It is a dog's life, though, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
But you find, Mac, it's a lower propensity that you find houses with dogs that are robbed, too, right?
Yeah. Most, believe it or not, dogs are a huge deterrent.
You know, we've been saying that for years. Most of your amateurs will not go near a house with a barking dog, right?
Matter of fact, it's at Gun for Hire, it's part of our operational plan. You know, we include that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Mac's always talking about layers.
Right.
Not layer cakes, Andy, but layers.
Yes, I know. Layer cake.
Nothing else. It's a deterrent.
We haven't eaten it, so.
I haven't eaten? I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I ate either.
It's been hours. But, yeah, dogs are just great deterrent to have in the house. What else, Mac? What other heinous crimes can you share with us in the state of New Jersey?
It just goes on and on. You know, we had a woman carjacked. And from her statement, she saw the car in the parking lot. So she was walking her dog. She got nervous. She decided to go to her car. Instead of walking in the house, they ended up carjacking her. We made an arrest on that case. So.
I had a woman take a class the other day. Mm-hmm. She starts telling me her carjacking story with her husband, and she starts weeping profusely because it all came back.
Oh, yeah.
She was in the passenger seat of a BMW. Her girlfriend was driving. She had her two-year-old in a baby seat in the back.
Oh, that's
my biggest fear.
Yep, and they were driving, and they went to go get their hair done. And what they do is one gets the hair done, holds the baby, then the other one gets the hair done, holds the baby. So they do a swap.
Flip-flop.
And when we come back, I got to tell you exactly the breakdown of this, and you guys can tell me what you think in this shitty world that we're living in with these criminals.
How sad. And it's getting worse.
Still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square. Open the lid and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the ship baggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The ship baggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The ship baggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
I'm here.
You
in
are?
The studio. In the hallway.
In the hallway.
With Mac and Sandy. So, this woman's telling the story. They parked in a parking lot. They go to get out of the BMW. She opens the back door to the Beamer to get the baby out, and she's looking down the muzzle of a gun.
Oh, man.
Another BMW pulled up. Guy jumped out and said, get the F away from the car for the both of them. She lunged back into the car, her upper body, and grabbed her 2-year-old out of the car seat and grabbed her. Both of them left their purses there.
Oh, man.
And the guy jumped in and pulled away. They were being followed. There's these guys that are just stealing BMWs, certain models that they're looking for and everything.
There's a high
shopping
demand for them.
Yep.
Really?
And yeah.
She went into the beauty parlor and pretty much doesn't remember anything from there. One of the women there took her baby from her to hold her. She couldn't talk. She was tremoring so much violently and everything else. The entire aftermath. And when she was explaining it to me in front of her husband, she started to break down again.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it's been about 8 weeks since it happened, because she keeps thinking about what would have happened
if
they pulled away with the 2-year-old in the back seat.
I mean, here's the bottom line. If you want, there's a demand for certain cars. So if I want a 2011 BMW, what better place to go than the mall?
Right.
I find my mark, and I follow it. And at the opportune time, I take it, you know? And the bottom line is this. Either you get your kid out, which I think she instinctively did the right thing,
right,
or you run the risk of losing your kid, you know? And you never know what's going to happen.
But no one knows how they're going to act at that moment. She could have just froze.
Sure.
And while she was frozen, he could have ran past her and jumped in a car.
I think her maternal instinct kicked
in.
That's what
bottom
I said.
Line is,
you
my
never
kid,
get between
kid,
a mother
I'm
and a kid.
My kid.
Yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's an instinctive nature that a woman has.
And then the fear they lived in after that, because they knew what he looked like, and they knew the guy had both of their purses with their driver's licenses.
Man.
The reality
keys.
is they don't come back most of the time, 90% of the time, but the post-traumatic stress of that incident alone is devastating.
Right.
You know, how many times is that woman going to lay in bed and replay that incident?
Sure,
oh my God.
Over and over for years.
I mean, if you think about it, she came within seconds of losing her child.
And you said 90% of the time they don't come back. Even if it was 99.9, you're worrying about if you're the
0.01.
Right,
absolutely.
Exactly.
I mean,
so,
it's a legitimate fear.
You got to change all of your locks.
Right.
You got to cancel all your credit cards, your driver's license.
And he still knows where you live.
He knows everything about you.
Yeah.
I just wonder if she would have, and I don't want to criticize the victim, but if she would have been a little bit more aware of her surroundings, if she would have noticed them following her.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And we discussed that,
too. I'd like to ask her that, you know, on a side note. You know,
the one I spoke to wasn't the driver. Mm-hmm. She was the passenger.
Yeah.
So
driver, it was her and her girlfriend and the baby seat, the back seat. And they approached her from the passenger side, walking over to the driver's side from the back. So the gun was pointed at her first. She didn't even realize until afterwards that a gun was even pointed at her.
Yeah,
because it all happened so fast. Yeah. The guy was just rushing up on her with a gun in her face.
It's
so she didn't
dilation,
even realize it.
You know,
time dilation, tunnel vision.
Right,
absolutely.
Correct.
You know.
Yeah, you just go through this whole thing where everything just speeds up, slows down.
How many convictions did the shitbag have? That's what
I'm
wondering.
Right.
That's my new thing. I focus on prior criminal arrest. So far, everybody I've dealt with has had at least 4. You know,
revolving door,
the
baby.
Revolving
who
door
is
justice.
Held accountable?
That's what it is. Catch and release.
I want to knock on somebody's door and say, listen, for the last 4 times this person was arrested, what have you done?
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Exactly. But, well, you know what they've done? Is kept us from getting carry permits, is what they've done.
Well, NYPD does a good job of pointing out the person's past criminal history. New Jersey should do that a lot more.
Right. Well, here it seems like it's...
Repeat offenders is just through the roof. How can you do a robbery and be out in 6 months? How is that humanly possible?
Right. Well, look at their, like you were saying, they're using all the juvies now to do the murders because they're out in what, 6 months?
It's convenient.
Yeah. You know? Oh, plus they make their bones and they're in the gang. Yeah. So what's going on at Gunfire Academy, huh?
Mac, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Mac.
Thank you for being a part of it. We have a whole slew of classes in all seven. That's right, seven locations that we teach out of. Get your Utah carry permit, Florida carry permit, non-resident. We do that. We have a ton of simunition force-on-force classes, urban pistol, urban carbine, and first steps pistol and rifle and shotgun. Come down to Gun for Hire. We do it all.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a County Think Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Detective Mac, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening, and we missed you here at the dinner. So make sure you come next year. See you next week. My home.